As an investor, we spend a lot of time in terms of understanding how a great company is being formed and how, you know, these great companies have compounded over a period of time and generated wealth. But we never think that how we can take those lessons from these great companies and apply to ourselves to become better at what we are. So in today's podcast, that is the topic which we are going to discuss, that how you can be best version of yourself and become a personal monopoly from the learnings of investing, how the great companies are formed. So we'll touch upon 12 principles which a lot of great companies in the world have adopted and, you know, have compounded over a period of time, and apply them to our real life and understand how we can go to the next level also by learning from these companies. Hello friends, I am Vivek Mashrani here, and today is going to be super amazing topic, and a topic which is very, very close to my heart. One, because it relates to investing and how we can find great companies. And second, for my personal development, I have been trying to use a lot of these principles in my real life. I'm getting a lot of great results. And I'm also there in this journey, and this journey never ends. But together, we'll try to dissect what we need to do if we want to compound in our life, if we want to become best version of ourselves in our life, and if we want to become a personal monopoly. Yeah, so we'll touch upon all these topics one by one and try to get a sense of it. So first principle, if you think about any company which you observe which has become great, they always had a vision for themselves, right? If you think about Apple, they had a vision to, you know, become a top-notch quality company in terms of providing laptops and, you know, products of digital world, and they succeeded into it. And if you think about any other company, you know, Walmart, it is like best retail store. If you think about Infosys, they wanted to be best IT company ethically. So every company had their vision when they started itself, right? So same way, if we want to be successful, we want to first think where you want to reach. And that is where setting that vision for yourself. What do you see as yourself as a best version? That is very, very important. It is more like a goals, right? You need to set goals for yourself where you want to reach. And if you don't set a goal for yourself, it's like a ship which doesn't know which harbor it wants to go, right? So in life, it is very important to set goals, prepare a goal card, and then use affirmations every day in the morning. Just tell yourself that you can do it. Okay, so that is the first thing. Even before you get started into the journey, which you need to know where you need to end your journey. Okay, that is the first principle. Now, second principle is choose that one thing, the one thing which you are passionate about, you know, and build a super focus around it. And if you see again from the analogy of great companies, each and every of these companies have been known for one thing. Apple, if you know, it is known for quality. If you think about Walmart, you know, cheap prices. If you think about Infosys, ethics. If you think about Eicher Motors, you know, quality bikes. So, and even a sports person, you know, if you see Sachin Tendulkar, you know him for cricket. And same way, a lot of personalities in the world, you know them for one thing. You don't know them for like 10 different things. You know, Nikola Tesla or, you know, any other personality, Jeff Bezos, you take it. You know them for one thing. Even for companies, you know, Amazon, you will tell customer service. Yeah. So it is very important to have that one thing in place. You know, it might take a lot of time for you and, you know, effort to crystallize that, but it's okay. Yeah. You need to bring that super focus even if it takes time. And then it will be very, very easy for you to understand what path you are taking. Right. So Just to summarize, take that one thing, super focus. And I also learned this from the book called The One Thing, and I would highly recommend. I'll post all the links of the book references which I'm mentioning here below this podcast, and you can check it out if you want. But this is very, very important. And now, once you have decided your one thing and you have also set the goals, the key here is eliminate all the distractions that are coming your way, which doesn't align to this one thing, your goals. Right? So everything that comes in between this one thing which you have decided, if it is not aligning, decide not to choose that. Yeah, so the choices which you will make will be dependent on this one thing which you are choosing as well as goals. Now, third thing, suppose, analogy of the company again, company chose that, okay, I want to build best cars. So what do they need to do now? They need to acquire skills, right? How to build a car, because then only they will be able to put a manufacturing plant and make those cars, and then they need to be efficient, and then they need to be good in quality, and all that will come later. But if they don't know the know-how of how to create a car, how will they become the best car manufacturing company, even if they've decided that one thing? So same goes with ourselves. We have to acquire skills, we have to acquire knowledge, we have to acquire specific knowledge, right? So invest in learning, master the art in whatever you are learning, carve your niche. Okay, so be very, very specific and go in depth so that you can carve your own niche and you don't actually need any competition. You'll not have any competition because you are going so deep in one thing. And most important point is not just learn, but implement what you have learned. Because learning without implementation is of no use. Knowledge without implementation is no knowledge. So make sure that whatever skills you are acquiring, you are also implementing that. Okay? So these are the three principles we have learned so far. Now, the fourth principle, of course, once you have learned how to make a car or how to run a restaurant, you will start doing it, right? So the key here is, if you think about any successful company in the world, any successful company in the world, what they have done, just think about it. What they have done is always and always how they can solve problems. Okay? So when you are building something for yourself, think about what are those products or services that can solve problems and serve customers? Because if you think about profits, you will never succeed. All the great companies never focused on profits. They focused on how I can solve people's problem. Right? If you think about Apple also, the way Steve Jobs was very, very passionate about was how I can create a like human kind of interface with the best quality, interface, and how people can, use a device like a human extension. Yeah, so that is what his vision was. Profits and everything is byproduct. Today it is one of the largest company in the world, and probably the kind of market cap it has, crosses the GDP of a lot of countries. Yeah, but they never focused that, I want to make this kind of profit. They always, went ahead and told that I want to make the best product in the world. Yeah. So that is where, focus around problem areas and then see how you can solve that problem for humanity and how you can serve your target audience or customers. Yeah. So be solution centric, focus on value, not profits. Profits is a byproduct. It is a scorecard. If you do right thing, if you keep providing value, if you keep building right services and products, profit will keep on coming. Yeah, so it's just a scoreboard. So when Sachin will be doing his batting, he will not think that, because of this century, how I'll get a product endorsement. Yeah, and he will not think about, if I keep doing this 1 year, whether my salary or whatever amount he's getting will increase by 10% or 20%. When he's on the pitch, he will think that how best I can score today and how I can be best version of myself and how I can make my team win. Everything else will be byproduct. He will get that endorsement, the, you know, likes of the public. But when he's batting, he's not thinking about the outcome. Okay. So hope that clarifies. And every person like that, you know, when they are on the pitch or on the ground, they only focus on how they can perform best. Right? The monetary gains and everything is just a byproduct. So that is like four principles we have discussed. The fifth principle is once you have put up a plant, okay, you need a strong processes in place, right? Because otherwise, you know, one part will be different, other part will be different. And if you think about it, you might have gone to many MACD restaurants, okay? And if you taste the burger at each of these outlets across India, you might have found that it tastes exactly same. The chips are fried exactly same, right? Why that happens? It happens because they have these processes in place. So irrespective of whoever is, you know, cooking that burger for us or serving those fries to us, they know exactly how to prepare it because there is a process in place. So same way in our life, we have to create such processes. And these processes are nothing but habits, right? Again, I read a book called Atomic Habits. I'll post the link also below this podcast. Very good book. If you want to crystallize and form good habits. And habits are like this, you know, one day you will not feel that you are doing it. Two days it will not feel like it. But after a period, you will start seeing the difference in yourself. It's like a J-curve effect, you know, it's like a flywheel effect. It's very difficult to, you know, push that flywheel initially. But once that gets momentum, you know, you'll try to see the benefits very fast after that. Yeah. And now here the distinction is also good habits versus bad habits. So most of the bad habits are easy to acquire. Say for example, you watch Netflix, okay, and you sit there and you binge watch one series after other and so on and so forth. You get addicted very fast in like few weeks itself. Not even few weeks, some for some people it could be few days also. But good habits generally take a lot of time and it is stressful initially. You know, think about sports. If you start learning a new sport or a new music, it takes a while, you know, and initially it is too much of pressure. But once you start practicing, the flow will come and you'll be better and better around it. Same goes with exercise. You know, initially when you run for the first day, it will be so painful, so difficult to wake up in the morning. But if you form that good habit over a period of time, your health also compounds. Same goes with food. You know, if you eat some junk food, it is very easy to acquire that habit. You know, you can eat all fried food and, you know, vada pav and everything every day. And you will not feel like, you know, you are doing any painful thing. You will form that bad habit. But if you go with a proper food and you maintain that diet chart and everything, and do those, you know, intermittent fasting and everything, initially it will be very difficult. But then over a long run, it will make your body so better, right? It's like a J-curve effect. So always in terms of habit formation, these are the two, you know, differences versus between good habits and bad habits. And make sure you choose that delayed gratification when you are choosing that good habits. You know, the results will come, but you have to be consistent. And initially you have to push through and then things will happen. And there are again analogy of positive spiral and negative spiral. Why there are, you know, 80% of the people who are below average or average kind of people and top 20% or even top 5 to 10% command the wealth and, you know, everything else in the world of remaining 80-85%. Why is that parity? The parity is because of the same curve. You know, there is a positive spiral. When you keep doing things positively, you know, you get escalated very fast and go to the heights very fast. And same goes with negative spiral. You know, if say for example you do not save for 1 year, then you'll go one spiral down, and because you are not saving, you might not be able to grow yourself or, you know, meet different needs. You go another spiral down, and then it kind of compounds negatively. Yeah, so make sure that you are compounding on the positive spiral. and forming strong habits, good habits, choosing delayed gratification. Okay, so we have completed the fifth principle, right? And hope you are enjoying it. And again, the idea is to implement in your life. If you don't implement all these things in your life, you will just say, you know, Vivek, it was great podcast, loved it, and then go back to your zone and nothing will happen in your life. But if you implement these principles, and I'm also implementing, trying to implement some of them, I'm also not perfect, but so far, whatever I have tried to implement, it has given me great results over the last few years. Yeah, that's the reason I'm sharing this with all of you. Now, the sixth one, when we are analyzing the company, is competitive advantage, what we call as moats, right? That if a company is able to have a strong brand, it is a lowest cost producer, it is having economies of scale and so on and so forth, we give more weightage to those companies while investing. And same goes when we think about ourselves, right? So what we need to do is form a strong personal brand, right? And when you acquire a skill and become better and better, that will keep happening. Be a lowest cost producer. How to do that in our life? Basically, it means that be productive, be very, very efficient. Find ways to do things efficiently and you'll be, you know, the lowest cost or the most efficient person in the industry. Economies of scale, again, you know, play volume game, reach a lot of people, and you will see that that economies of scale is also kicking in your journey, right? So that is the sixth principle. Now, seventh principle, what companies follow is distribution network, right? So when suppose Maruti or Eicher Motors or any company wants to sell their products, they have online and offline distribution networks. They connect with customers through their distribution. So what you need to do if you want to build your personal brand, your personal monopoly, and connect with your audience? Well, the answer is very simple, what exactly I'm doing right now, right? So today's time and age, if you know bit of technology and you know bit of internet, how to work it around, and I'm sure a lot of you who are listening to this, I'm sure you know this, right? So it is very easy to connect because there are so many platforms. You can write books, you can write digital books, you can create blogs, you can create videos, you can create podcasts, network with interesting people. And that is how you build your network, right? And as somebody rightly said, net worth is your net worth, right? Network is your net worth in today's time and age. So the more you build your network through different mediums, it is very, very powerful concept in your life as well. Yeah, how it expands the, you know, horizon of companies and how it increases the sales and everything when they expand across geography. The same way as a person, when you expand across different kind of people and connect with them, write books, blogs, videos, podcasts, it will take you to the next level for sure. Yeah, so that is the principle we need to follow. Now let's come to the next principle, which is becoming a market leader. Okay, so a lot of companies, what they do is because they have this competitive advantage, and you know, they have created these moats, they have created this distribution network, they are efficient players, they tend to become market leaders. And that is the same focus we should have, that over a period of time, we should be best in whatever that one thing we have chosen, right? If it is like sports, be best in your whatever sports you have chosen. If you have chosen any academics, be best in the industry, right? Somebody in Hindi has said, you know, a father is saying to a son that beta kuch bhi ban, right? Tu mochi ban ya tailor ban. But aisa mochi ban ki pure gaon mein tere jaisa mochi nahi hai, right? So be the best mochi in the town. Whatever you want to be the best in your industry, right? So that is more like excellence, becoming a market leader. That will help you a long way. Now, ninth principle is leverage, right? And companies use leverage in different ways. One leverage is people who are workers who work for a company. Second leverage is capital, where they take debt and expand. And you know, third leverage is they use a lot of technology, right? They deploy machines and robots and everything, and create that leverage and go faster in their journey. So same way, if you want to have a leverage in your life, what you should be thinking about? The answer is very simple. You know, what is the output per unit of time you are spending on anything you can create, right? So if I'm spending 1 minute, how best I can utilize that 1 minute is my leverage. So how to go about it? The answer is very simple. You need to delegate tasks. You need to use automation and a lot of tools and stay away from distractions. Yeah. And we are going to talk about three more, powerful principles before we wind up. And those will interconnect and tell you that, you know, if you connect all these dots, it's going to be very, very powerful. Right. And so far, we have, completed 9 principles. The 10th principle, very powerful, is longevity. When we look for companies and thinking about investing in any companies, we think about longevity, right? That whether this company will stay for like 1 or 2 years or it's going to compound for like next 10, 20, 30 years. Is it built to last? And this is again, the book I read, very powerful, where I took some of these principles of flywheel and competitive advantages and longevity. Very powerful book. You should definitely read it. And there is one more book which is called Good to Great, again on similar lines. So there they talk about longevity, that company should be disruption proof and it should continue to grow and compound for a long period of time. So how we can apply that in our life? Again, same thing, build long-term relationships. Partner with people who thinks long-term. Be consistent. And always be adaptive to change, right? Like how companies can navigate through this, lot of disruptions through evolving themselves. You need to also continuously evolve in whatever you are doing. Because if you keep doing the same, one day, that skill or whatever you are doing will no more be required, right? So you need to constantly evolve. And that is how you will apply and get this long runway. Now, 11th principle is sales, right? A company making a great product, but they are not able to sell. What will happen? Yeah. So this is very, very important skill and most of the people ignore. They shy away that, if I'm selling something, it's like a crime. Okay. So think about it. If Steve Jobs has created this MacBook and iPhone and everything, he has done this great work and created this great product. But he's a shy person, he doesn't show that MacBook and iPhone to anybody and he's just keeping it at his factory or at his house. And he doesn't come out with that product and tells people that, I've built this thing. What will happen? Is it good for him or is it bad for society? It's bad for society, right? Because somebody has created an awesome product and people are in need of that. It is solving lot many problems and we don't have access just because he's not marketing it. He's not selling it, right? So it is very important to connect with your audience, learn how to sell. And if you think about it, sales is service. If you are giving a right product, just like iPhone or MacBook, which I gave you the example of. Right? If somebody has created a great medicine which cures a lot of problems, say for example, right now in COVID world, right? Somebody has discovered a great vaccine and then they say, that I don't want to sell because I'm fearful of advertising. And what will happen? A lot of people will die, right? Because that product is not reaching the customer. So if you think about it, sales is a service if you are giving a right product. Yeah, that is what, again, I've learned over a period of time. So if you are able to build a great product and if you are able to sell it, that is the great combination to have it. And don't shy away from marketing your product if you are really building a great product. Yeah, so that is the 11th principle. 12th is capital allocation. We want companies to allocate capital properly so that, they can... make the most out of whatever they have earned, right? So the first thing which you want is reinvestment of capital. Second is, they should either give a dividend or do a buyback if they are not able to reinvest in its growth. So same principle we can apply in our life also. That for reinvesting, keep investing in yourself continuously. Don't shy away from learning new things and going to the next level, even if it means you spend some money out of your income. Right? Most of the people are tight-fisted. They don't learn new things. They just get stagnated over a period of time. So make sure that you reallocate your capital, whatever you have earned, and invest in yourself continuously. What about dividend? So dividend is equivalent to gifting yourself occasionally some great thing. You know, if you love something, just gift yourself, you know, just tell, you know, you did a great job. This is the gift. Gift yourself, and you know, that will give you that momentum to do more of such things. Yeah. What about buyback? Yeah, same principle you can apply in your life, and apply it in the sense that take feedback from others to improve yourself. So reach out to your audience, reach out to your tribe, and tell them, you know, what is that they can do for you, right? So if you ask your audience and ask for feedback and understand what more they want, you can even improve in whatever you are doing, right? So that is like a continuous loop where you can grow and improve yourself consistently by taking feedback from others. And take all the feedback constructively. Even if it is like negative feedback, it's perfectly fine, you know. In fact, negative feedback is more useful because you can eliminate that if you work upon yourself. Right, so these are like powerful 12 principles based on whatever I've learned in terms of how to invest in great companies. The same principles you can apply in your life journey. So let me just recap this quickly so that you understand. And if you have missed out, just take notes and make sure you apply and implement that in your life. Right, so the first thing is set goals for yourself, have a vision in place. The second is choose that one thing, have a super focus, and eliminate all the decisions which don't align with your goal and this one thing. The third is develop skills, invest in learning, and not just learn but implement. The fourth one is build products and services that solves problems and serves customers. Fifth is build strong processes, have strong habits for yourself, and be consistent and have these positive habits which are compounding over a long period of time. The sixth is develop competitive advantages for yourself, build your personal brand, have a productive and efficient way of doing things. The seventh one is a distribution network, right? So build connections through various mediums, right? Book, blogs, videos, podcasts, and networking with people. Next is becoming a market leader, be the best in your industry. Then we have ninth, use leverage, have a maximum output per unit of your time. Tenth is have a long runway by building long-term relationships, partner with people who think long-term and be consistent. 11th is learn how to sell. 12th is capital allocation, keep investing in yourself, gift yourself occasionally, and take feedback from others. Yeah, so hope you liked this entire journey, and hope you will take actions on these lines. If you loved this, just make sure you give a 5-star review on any of the podcasts which you are seeing, Apple or Spotify or whatever medium you are listening this to. And make sure you also visit my website for such awesome content. My website is vivekmashrani.com. So do make sure that you visit my website and check it out, all other contents out there. So thank you for listening till the end, and hope this podcast added a lot of value in your journey, your personal investing journey, so that you can be best version of yourself and become a personal monopoly and keep making impact on the world and keep making lives of other people much better through this journey. Right, so thank you for listening, and signing off, Vivek Mashrani here. Keep listening and keep learning. Bye-bye.